this is what I want for all of us. This is what I want for you too, to be in such a state of awe and bliss and excitement and contribution and financial abundance and play and rejuvenation and rest and fun. Like, this, queen, this is living your best life.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my beauty. Last 24 hours in Mexico. Oh my gosh, it has been so amazing here. And travel is amazing, and staying open to life's opportunities and possibilities is also extra amazing, which is what today's episode, I presume, is going to be all about. You know, when Glenn declared February to be his birthday month, I was like, all right, I want to celebrate this man for sure. And we've just taken like 3 weeks off at Christmas, and we were going to take another week off for the meditation retreat. And I'm just like, I gotta get back to work, baby. And he's like, no, it's my birthday month. And it's not that I don't work at all when I've, you know, been on the road here, but very, very little. And like, I kept resisting it. And I was like, oh no, I gotta get this stuff done, and I gotta move the company forward in this way. And then I was just like, Gina, you've put in 18 years of working a lot. Like, this is the reason why, one of the reasons anyways, why I created my own company, was so that I could enjoy life and enjoy the people that I love and all of that. So anyways, I finally just gave into it. And I know it might sound a little ridiculous, like, oh, poor Gina has to like take a month off. It's not that. It's about getting out of this groove or this place of should, or thinking that that's the only way I'm going to get success, or that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So anyways, we were in like the Mayakoba Cancun area for the meditation retreat, and he loves warm weather. And he was like, let's go to Cabo afterwards. And I was like, can't we just stay here? Like, isn't Mayakoba good enough? Like, why do we have to like get on another flight and go to another part of Mexico? He's like, I just feel like we should be in Cabo. He goes, I like Cabo. And I was like, fine. So what happens is he books us. I'm thinking, like, I've got caftans and hoop earrings and bathing suits galore. And I'm like, want us to make reservations at, you know, all the awesome restaurants that are here. And he's like, well, he's like, we're not exactly in Cabo. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, how far away are we? He goes, well, I booked us an Airbnb. Also grown. I only like those like when I'm in Italy and I can cook and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so how far outside of Cabo? He's like, about an hour. I'm like, what? And I'm like, and we got to go to a grocery store? I'm like, fine, it's his birthday. Fine. So then I'm like, well, I guess we can go to the grocery store and we can pick up groceries for the Super Bowl. And he's like, well, there's not a TV. I'm like, okay, we're going to an Airbnb in Cabo that doesn't even have a TV. I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. Then I'll just hang by the pool. There's not a pool. Hot tub? Nope. And I'm like, what the on earth? How is this any form of a birthday celebration vacation? So I continue to breathe. This is what this man wants. He does everything that I want all the time. I can give him 1 month out of 18 years together. So we get to this super adorable, gorgeous Airbnb. We go to the grocery store, then get to the Airbnb. And so, oh, P.S. But getting to the Airbnb, it's like we're in like a Jeep, first of all. So we're like bouncing on all these, you heard it right, dirt roads. And it just, it looked like a dustbin here. I was like, what are we doing here? And so like at the end of this road, we get to this total gorgeous little oasis. I'm like, all right, well, this is what this man wants. I'm like, look, I can only stay here 5 days though. Then I booked us a place at the Viceroy. I was like, sister has a limit here. I've got a limit. And we get in, and after the first night, and there's no television and no distraction and just like palm trees and blue sky. I'm just like, and you could like literally hear the ocean waves crash into the sand. And I was like, I don't want to go to the fancy hotels. I want to stay here. So I WhatsApp the owner. I'm like, can we stay longer? And she's like, no, we're booked. So we found another like hotel in the area that we've been at. And every single day I've been here, I'm sinking in, like as in dropping in deeper and deeper, discovering these little jewels of organic restaurants with fresh salads and gorgeous food, and the people just look cool. And Glenn looks at me and says, I think we're gonna buy a place before we leave here. And I'm like, I just said internal. I was like, yes. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, I'm never in my life, I love coming to Mexico. Never in my life have I thought about nor dreamed of living in Mexico. I'm like 48 hours ago, I was like trying to get out of this place. And now I'm like even considering moving here. So we have some friends who actually have a place here, and they hooked us up with their realtor. I'm like, so we're going around looking at places to buy here. I'm like, what is happening? And then we go around, and there's like very little inventory where I want to live, and nothing was quite right. There was like this, there were a couple of places I kept trying to make right. One had like a lot of acreage and farms, but Glenn saw them spraying pesticides on it. He's like, we can't live near pesticides. And then there's this other lot with a house, and it was kind of smaller than I wanted, but I was trying to make that okay. I'm like, well, if we put a pool and add on to it. And so then I go into being like depressed that I can't move to this place that 48 hours ago I didn't even want to be in. And then I just had to really practice, like, Gina, if you're meant to live here, the universe has something even better for you. Even though my mind was everyone was like, there's no inventory here. All the lots are being bought up. The realtor was like, this is all I have to show you. There are these five places. But I know better because I know my God. And even though I couldn't imagine how this was going to work out because, like, there's nothing else available. Everything's been swooped up. And so my commitment is living the grandest desires of my heart. But the next level that I'm like so devoted to is having it find me, having it find me, having it find me. And this is what I want for you also. Like, we've been so taught that we've got to go and do and get and grab and push and force and make it happen, especially as women. And I'm like, it's contrary to everything inside of me. I'm like, oh, what? I'm just supposed to do nothing? Like, how's that going to happen? Like, it's just going to find me. Not only is there nothing available, even if I went looking for it, it's like, so Gina was all up in her head. And I just said this prayer, and I was like, let it find me. Literally that night, we'd gone to dinner with friends, and they text us and say, we have two options for you, but we've found your place. One's a turnkey home, the other one's an empty lot. And I'm like, these people have great taste and great style. I'm like, these are places that are they're not even up for sale. It's because they knew someone who knew someone kind of thing. They're like not on the market at all. And I was like, I want the turnkey place. I want the turnkey place because I just want to like go move in now. And they were like, they took us the next day, and like the sun was setting. They're like, let's look at the house tomorrow because I want you to see the sunset from this other lot. I'm like, no, I want to see the house. I want to see the house. So again, I'm like pushing it. They're like, Gina, trust, come watch the sunset. So they take us up this dirt road hill to the top of this basically cliff. I pull in, like, see the expanse of the Pacific Ocean as far as I can see. There's whales just... like you can see like the little blow, just like the water spraying up. And I'm just like, and I'm watching the sunset. And I was silenced by its beauty. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, this could be mine. Like, what What? So Glenn calls the realtor and he's like, there's this particular lot and we put in an offer.
Ah!
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So I'm taking you on the journey with me, Queen. I don't know what's happening. The offer has not yet been accepted or denied. So we are in the process. And then we went up the next day because we were so excited and with our friends and brought a bottle of wine to watch the sunset again. And this time the whales were literally, like numerous whales were literally jumping up out of the water and doing a backflip and like crashing into the Pacific Ocean. I really felt like they were welcoming us to the neighborhood, quite frankly. It was quite a show. And that's where it's at right now. Like, I'm like, my dream of an Italian farmhouse has not gone away either. It's just life gets to be really big and really abundant. And I'm, especially when you just show up. So this whole thing that I had that I needed to be at home and work or just needed to be practical and just stay in Mayakoba, like, we were meant to come to Cabo. And thank goodness Glenn not only has such an intact intuition, but he really follows it. And so we've had just the best time here, put an offer in on a house. I'm like, what is that? Well, a lot. Anyways, it will be a house. So like, I'm just, you know, dreaming about how I'm going to like build a home. I've never personally done that before. And obviously we have to have everything go through first. We met with the architect yesterday. Like everything was just flowing and happening. My friend was like, our architect is amazing. Had a beautiful meeting with him. Like really renowned architect in the area. And then the only thing that could like make this just incredible situation even better, if you're following me on Instagram, I've been posting these like gorgeous, gorgeous restaurants. Like last night we went into this place. It was like eating in a jungle. It was this jungle of palm trees and like lanterns hanging from the trees and the food. It was French. It was amazing. I've had my share of tacos here too, to trust. And it's just been so blissful. So all of this to say, like, show up for your desires, not just the shoulds and the stuff that you've programmed yourself for. Like, let life come to you. And it's going to come to you in all of its opportunity when you are in a place that you love, when you're whatever your happy place is. For you, that might be at home. It might not be travel. Or it might be being in a certain kind of energy or environment or whatever that is. But for Glenn and I, it's travel, it's warm weather, it's that. So then I'm here in Cabo, and I don't know. I can't remember if I've shared in the podcast or some of my group programs that I was in a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was telling me about this incredible opportunity that like just found her, fell in her lap. Now, it's big, 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 like big. And I remember being so happy for her. And also at the same time, I'm like, I want a big opportunity too. Like it's time for me to really go to the next level and not just do more of what I know to do and scale my company the way I know how to do that. Like, I didn't want her opportunity. That wasn't what I was looking for. And I didn't even know what to ask for. But I was like, dear God, please send me a really big opportunity also. And that night, literally that night, I didn't check it until the next day, but I got a DM from someone that said, Gina, there's a new skincare line coming out, and I think that you would be the perfect brand ambassador for it. I want you to meet with the corporate office, blah, 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 blah. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never even dreamed of being a brand partner or brand ambassador for a skincare line. And I was like, what is this? So I met with the corporate office on Zoom and I said, well, obviously you got to send me the products because I have to experience them. I'm not going to endorse anything that I don't like totally, totally love. And, you know, started studying like the product line, and it's like totally Korean inspired and super clean, high grade products. Then I get it, and it is, I cannot stop touching my face, my neck, my like the backs of my hands. Like it's like this like collagen infused skincare line that I'll be able to share with all of you on, I think, next Wednesday. That's the 23rd. So like once I like experienced it and studied it, like I just love it so much. And when I was talking to the corporate office, they're like, all right, well, let us send you some products. I'm like, well, I'm going to be in Mexico for most of February. Can you send it to Mexico? And they said they couldn't. So I was going to be home for 48 hours. They overnight me the stuff. And they said, well, where in Mexico are you going to be? And I said, well, initially Mayacoba, Cancun area, but then Cabo. And they're like, oh, the owner of the skincare company is spending the month of February in Cabo. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, not thinking anything. She's kind of a big deal. I know we're all a big deal in God's eyes, but she's kind of a big deal. And they're like, oh, I want to introduce you to her. So she's like, was so kind and gracious to jump on Zoom to welcome me to the company and this brand partnership. And she's like, oh, well, you're going to be in Cabo. We should get together. I'm like, yes, we should. So I'm like, literally, after I record this podcast today, going to get my hair done and meeting the owner of this skincare company who was also in Cabo today. Like, and it's all finding me. I think partially because I got out of all my status quo stuff and I got out of doing all the stuff that like I just didn't enjoy doing anymore. And that was the risk. And then it's like the other risk is like showing up for everything that I love and asking for more. And this is what I want for all of us. This is what I want for you too, to be in such a state of awe and bliss and excitement and contribution and financial abundance and play and rejuvenation and rest and fun. Like this, queen, this is living your best life. And of course, I was not always at this season in my life. I mean, even last year, if you've been on this journey with me, it was a very, like, I cried every day of January 2021. Ooh, this is good. I actually just realized this. And I did not cry every day of February 2021. I sobbed. As I was in such a low place, like, I knew that it was an end of era for the way I was, what I was doing in my business. I was working harder than ever for less money than ever, less impact than ever. And just like the joy of answering like, Gina, who should my ideal client be? Like just left me. Like it wasn't what I wanted to do anymore, but my ego and my identity was so connected to it. I'm like, well, who am I if I'm not a business coach? And what am I going to do? And how am I going to make money and go to whatever the next level is? And I was so resistant to the change. And I was so afraid that I had to hold on to this thing that I didn't even want to not lose what I had. And it wasn't until March that I just released and I surrendered. And I said, God, I don't know what you have next for me, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to shut down the nuts and bolts business programs that I had. I got my book, got my podcast. I'm going to keep the Q Club and some private coaching until you reveal what's next. And it's been this really graceful unfolding. You know, I've done a few collaborations with some people, some dear friends, and that's been fun and enjoyable. I knew it wasn't like the ultimate next thing. I mean, it was like, it's my coaching work. It's always so pleasurable and meaningful. And it's just something I've done for 20 years. And so it's like, I can just feel there's this next evolution of who I'm meant to become that I'm sure on some level always involve transformation and coaching and speaking, but it's gotta be like an evolution. And I didn't see it. I didn't get it. And I still don't have all of the pieces. So if you're in this place of living in the question yourself, or if you're at an end of an era and the whole pandemic thing has just shown you like something else has got to be there for you, you've got to be meant for something more, I am here to say yes. Yes, queen, yes. And so that usually involves some releasing, some letting go. I know for some of you, it's letting go of relationships, or a relationship, or doing business as you know it, or certain team members or clients, whatever the thing, friends even. I mean, I have gone through a real shedding of the skin over these past 12 months. And it's like, so now it's very, very humbling, and I'm filled with so much gratitude to literally be in a state of bliss today. I mean, if you would have told me 30 days ago I was going to put an offer in on a house in Mexico, I wouldn't have believed you, let alone a year ago. So bigness awaits us all, and God has your greatest, greatest, greatest joy in store for you, even when you can't imagine it. You know, I've been looking around, like just kind of forcing the whole, like, where am I going to live in Miami? You know, is it, or South Florida even, is it Palm Beach? Is it Miami? Is it this? Is it that? Is it the islands even? Like, all I knew is that I wanted somewhere warm. Like, I could kept seeing myself in this, like, tropical environment, that, like, I wanted a house in, like, a really warm place. And then, of course, the Italian farmhouse dream. And I never had Mexico on my radar. I also would have thought, like, no, I'm not doing this because I, you know, have that money earmarked for the farmhouse. And it's like, Gina, take a stand for the and. This appeared first. And so, you know, the ladybug house and the farmhouse thing in Italy just hasn't come to fruition yet. So I'm just saying yes and being in the bliss. And this is what we all get. Like, let it find you. And when you are the vibrational match of your desires and you're not the one saying, no, I can't, it's going to take long, I shouldn't do that, let your yes be yes and your no be no. All right, Queen. So let's close this out with a prayer, and just know your, like, whatever your biggest dreams and desires are, God has way, way beyond that in store for you. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for reminding us to trust you. Thank you for loving us so much that the ways that we have been taught about life in the world are not your ways. That you are so much more loving, generous, creative, interesting, and quite frankly, fun than how we've been conditioned to view life. And so we open up. We open up to you. We open up to your bigness. We know that when we are living our biggest, best, brightest lives, that that's the way we can shine our light so brightly so others realize that it's possible for us all. That it is possible for us all to live the destiny that you have designed for us. So continue to strengthen our faith. Continue to make our intuition clearer and more obvious and more just stronger inside of us, that those whispers would really be a voice that we would learn to love and trust and hold dear and near, even when it doesn't make sense. And we thank you that as we open up to all of what you have in store for us, that you will bring us the desires of our heart, that it will find us. We love doing life so much more this way. So we thank you for your generosity. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your direction. And we stay open to it all. And we pray this believing, amen. Amen, amen. All right, my gorgeous. So if you are loving this message and you want all things queenhood in your life, make sure you have my book. I'll drop a link below where you can get either a hard copy, or people love the audio version, or the Kindle version, and get yourself into the Q Club as well. It is so important for us to be around other queens who are thinking big and going for it, because not everyone understands that. You know, I was able to have this experience this week because of the other queens that I have surrounded myself with. If I didn't have a friend who hadn't moved down here that didn't, you know, I wouldn't have had the realtor and the architect and the skincare meeting. Like, it's, I'm able to move my life forward because of the queens I surround myself with. And that's why I've created the Q Club for all of us. So get yourself in. You can try it out for 2 weeks for free. And then you'll can go in and put up your profile and see all the cool things that are in there. It's there for you. It's a community of queens so that we can all be inspiring each other and seeing how other queens are doing it and move our lives forward in the bigness that we're meant for. So check it out, the link below. It is divineliving.com/app. Make sure you download the app. You can, you know, get to it on desktop, but the app is really cool. And the link will be in the show notes as well. All right. Until next time, my love. Mwah.
Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.